Lack of morning and evening,
yes.
You mean?
Yeah.
Well, I know a lot of people would, that would depend a good deal on the person, I think. Some person would be very now, like with at home with my father, with his horses. You could set your clock by the time they would eat their morning breakfast, we'll say, and their noon lunch and their evening feeding.
Uh-huh.
You could almost set your clock.
Sure. Well, did he call that a particular thing? Did he call it the feeding time or what?
He usually called it.
Short time?
Referred to it, say, well, I better go feed the horses or something like that. But I don't ever recall him ever having any special name for it or anything like
just
that.
Just time to feed him.
It's just time to feed the horses.
Yeah.
And he very seldom used that because that's about the first thing that he did in the morning. He was up at 5 o'clock every morning. And the first thing he did before breakfast was to go out and see that those horses were fed. They had plenty of water before the drivers came. Now, a lot of people back in those days, when they had drivers for the delivery service, they waited till the driver came to the barn to feed them, and he fed the horses and watered them. They didn't, but not my dad. He didn't depend on the driver. Those horses were fed by him.
Mm-hmm.
Or if he was going to happen to be away in the evening or some part of the day, that was my job.
I see.
And if it wasn't, when I wasn't doing it, it was my sister's job. But we all seen that those horses were properly fed and looked after. And we used to have a few chickens at home, too, and my mother was pretty much that way with her chickens. If it was a cold winter day, those chickens had to have warm corn or warm food of some kind, and they had to have warm water in the down in the chicken house. We had a small chicken house. And we usually got plenty of eggs from the few chickens, maybe I think a dozen and a half or two dozen chickens that we had, and we always had plenty of eggs. And I really think it was just the way of the regularity of looking after those chickens.
Right.
Of course, that was before we thought of the big poultry farms that they have now.
Sure.
Which,
oh, yeah.
Of course, now you buy chickens at these chain stores and poultry farms are places like that, you don't get a chicken, they're not raised, they're just... I often think of my brother. He was pretty cranky about chickens, well, in fact, all of us were at home. We knew, had to know where a chicken came from.
I see.
And of course, we had a lot of fine farmers down on the Clay Prairie region that we were talking about.
Yes.
And, but one day my brother says, you know, I'm pretty cranky about chickens. He says, I like chickens that are fed on B and M vitamins. I said, B and M vitamins? Yeah, he says, bugs and manure.
good story. Well, now tell me, talking about animals and so on, do you remember the calls to cows to get them in from pasture?
No, I've heard it, but I couldn't repeat it. I don't know.
Or how about getting them to stand still? Does that mean anything? You were milking.
No, I don't. I never was.
One thing I can remember is saw.
Is what?
Saw.
Saw.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe I've heard that too.
Saw boss.
Yeah,
something
saw
like
boss.
That. How about the calls to calves? You may not know these things.
No, I wouldn't. I'm not a calf. I wouldn't know what the calf is.
Or to the oxen there. How about a call to a horse to get them in from pasture? Is that?
Cope.
Cope.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how about the call to the horse to get them to go on, to urge them on?
Get up.
And the call to horse to stop it?
Whoa.
And